o'clock, whistle blows. Jimmy B, here we go. We got our man Zubin Mehente waiting in the wings. We'll get to him in just a few minutes here. But before we get to Zubin out in Bristol, another thought on your reaction. Seahawk game on Saturday. A takeaway from it as you take a look at this one, one that'll go down as an all-timer, Jimmy B.
It was an all-timer, Trent. There's no question about it. And you know what? That's the way rivalry, in-state rivalry games are supposed to be. And I hope it continues. I hope that they never take it away just because I enjoy it so much. And it's kind of one of those things where they go back and forth every other year. You get a chance to host. And I just think now, with what Iowa State has going on under the tutelage of Matt Campbell, that I think this rivalry is going to get amped up. And it's not like where Iowa would be dominating. And I just think that they're going to go back and forth. There's going to be years where Iowa wins, going to be years when Iowa State wins. And I just think it's going to make it that much more interesting, that much more entertaining, and that much more fun for the fans, Trent.
Yeah, you know, when Iowa fans and when people involved with Hawkeye football, they say the series doesn't need to go there. It's not so much a slight at Iowa State, though that is a part of it. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No, it is, yeah.
But it's also because there is a factor where Iowa State, where they sit in the natural pecking order of college football. And even with the victory, Iowa doesn't get a whole lot. I mean, just look at the AP poll and the coaches poll this week. They go down in votes even after a road victory against Iowa State. But if Iowa State can become consistently relevant, and this isn't that they're out there winning Big 12 titles and things like that, but at least they're not 3-9 or 2-10 year after year, that will improve both the nature of this game and the perception of beating Iowa State. I have said for a long time, I don't want this game to go away, but I am in favor of a hiatus happening where they play for 4 years, 2 years off, 4 years back on, 2 years off. And I still will not change that because I would like to see more flexibility for both Iowa and Iowa State to go out and play somebody different in the non-conference than what we have right now. But as it sits right now, that is well down the road. Nobody's thinking about a hiatus after that one Saturday.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And you know, when you think about that hiatus, here's what I think you'd get from Iowa: another MAC team. Another
no,
directional
that's not true,
school.
Jim. That's not true.
They would.
No,
they
Jim,
would.
You're wrong.
I can
you're,
see it coming.
Jim, you are so...
I can see it coming.
Okay, so Iowa did not schedule Nebraska. They didn't schedule Arizona State, Arizona. They didn't schedule Syracuse, Pittsburgh. They didn't schedule these teams in the past?
They have.
Right.
They have, Trent.
Right.
They have. But as it stands right now with what you get on the non-conference schedule, look, I'd rather see Iowa and Iowa State play than Iowa play Pitt. I'd rather see Iowa and Iowa State play than Iowa play Syracuse. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're going to go play LSU, if you're going to go play Arkansas or TCU, or, you know, a big-name school. Okay, all right, I'm good with that. I'm just not sure that would be the case, Trent.
Well, you're dead wrong.
I'm not dead wrong.
They wouldn't play a MAC school. They wouldn't. Jim, do you understand the scheduling philosophy that they have?
I understand. Yes, I get their scheduling philosophy. Yes, I understand it. I was being facetious when I said that. All right, but the point that I'm making is that I don't give a rat's to see Iowa play Syracuse. I don't care if they played Washington, if they played USC,
What about Notre Dame?
Yeah. If they want to blow it off for a game against Notre Dame 1 year, absolutely.
They tried to.
Yeah.
They tried to in 2019. They had an opportunity to play Notre Dame in one game, and Iowa State would not have the game go away for one season. And because of that, come 2023, Jim, I think this is going to look a lot different. And it might be even more than a hiatus because of that. Unfortunately, Jim, We don't have time to converse about this because we got Zuba Mahente waiting in the bullpen.
Oh, man. See, another cop-out by you, pal. Another one.
It's no cop-out. They're not playing a Mac school. I got the flu, and you're pulling Mac garbage out of me. Knock it off. All right.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll take a quick timeout again. 5:30, we will get to Westwood One coverage of the Vikings and the Saints, followed by the Chargers and the Broncos. Home and away every Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football game. Westwood One, we have it here for you on 1700. Zuba Mahente joins us next.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by CC's Pizza. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of CC's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings. Now on CC's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary.
Do you have building projects to be done around the house? My husband and I are going through quite the home renovation. We realize we're always borrowing a trailer from a friend for hauling furniture, picking up building supplies, and trips to the dump, if it was available. We found Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell. Josh showed us all the options Lacasey Trailer Sales had in stock. Cargo, utility, and equipment are just a few. Josh helped us decide which trailer worked best for our needs. Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell had exactly what we were looking for and affordable pricing. Visit Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories or call 641-990-2674. I'm glad we went with Lacasey, and you will be too.
It doesn't get much better than a great day on the golf course. Family-owned River Valley Golf Course is a par 72, 18-hole public golf course along the beautiful Raccoon River Valley. With twilight specials every day after 4 p.m., frequent player programs, a clubhouse available for parties, and much more. River Valley is just minutes west of the Des Moines, Waukee area. Learn more at rivervalleygolf.com. That's rivervalleygolf.com. River Valley, your golf course.
Hello, folks. This is Evan from Montana Mike's in Newton. The local owners, managers, and staff of Montana Mike's in Iowa are raising money to help the disaster victims in Texas. You can donate to the Red Cross at either the Des Moines location on Northeast 14th or the Newton location off of I-80 on exit 164. Tuesday, September 12th, both locations will donate 25% of the sales from 11 a.m. until close at 10 p.m. to help the victims in Texas. Central Iowans are some of the most generous and caring people around. Donate today at either Montana Mike's location.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk That Rocks. Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports. 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. This is always a good time for us, anytime we get a chance to catch up with Zuba Mahente at ESPN, a guy who works all weekends. You see his mug on television from about 6 a.m. until after midnight, at least on Saturdays, Zubin. I have no idea how many hours you put in there, but you're on constantly. It's good stuff as far as I'm concerned. Good to have you on the show. Let's start first with the Cy-Hawk game, Zubin. Many now are saying it is one of the best of all time.
Well, I would tell you this. We actually did the show, one of many that Jim is referencing, that led into the noon kickoff on ESPN2. I was keeping an eye on it all the way through. We were taking a look at some great shots before the game at Jack Trice. I got to say, as a guy that was there, and I know, Jim, you had moved there after, but I know, Trent, you've grown up in Iowa. I remember distinctly when that place wasn't bowled in and there was that big grassy knoll. My first game at Iowa State when I covered them was Seneca Wallace's first game. They played Northern Iowa. And I remember walking into the stadium and wondering why it just wasn't built all the way around. Just like a random question. And to see what it's turned into was just phenomenal as we left you for kickoff at noon Eastern with Jason and Kelly. And I think it was one of those things when I was watching the game, I texted Ken Miller. And I remember I texted him and I just said, top five game, question mark. And he texted immediately back and said, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing that I found was, you know, if the situation was a little bit different, and Paul Christ was the coach at Wisconsin instead of Gary Anderson, there is people out there that will say that Nathan Stanley probably is not a Hawkeye. But again, that's the way the cookie crumbles, that's the way the ball bounces, whatever. But I was so impressed with him because when I would talk to you guys and when I talk to other people that I know in and around Iowa, they were saying, like, this is a legit quarterback competition. And obviously, I saw Stanley get very limited work last year. But when everybody said this is a neck-and-neck competition, I was like, all right, I'll take your word for it. I'm not there. But clearly, it just sort of feels like, and if you're Iowa here for the next 3 years, you kind of feel like you found your quarterback.
They do. And a guy that, you know, they were excited about. He won that backup job last year over the returning backup in Tyler Wiegers. And here we are. And an Iowa team that, you know, came into the year, I know the Vegas over-under was 6.5. It felt like 6, 7, maybe 8 wins would be the high water mark. Could this Iowa team be better than even most around here regionally expected them to be this season?
I would guess. I mean, the next game is going to be a win. So then you're sitting at 3-0, and you're practically there by not even the end of September to half your supposed win total if you're going to go by the 6.5 number. Mm-hmm. I think the big test, I mean, I know it's early, but, like, the Penn State game is just huge. I mean, that is huge. If I'm not mistaken, I was running around today, but I had seen a note that it may have actually been moved to prime time or under the lights. I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I saw that.
No, and you're right. It is.
Okay, good. I just think that could be a humongous litmus test for Iowa. I think it's been a long time since the best player in the Big Ten has been at Penn State. I'm sure Kijana Carter would qualify. Maybe LeVar Arrington would qualify. I have to think about who everybody else had at that time. But to say right now in a league that's supposedly being run by Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh, I think it's very fair to say that the best player in the Big Ten right now, in my opinion, and who knows what kind of season Dobbins might have or who might emerge, but I don't think you could go wrong right now naming Saquon Barkley. I'll tell you this, which has surprised me. At the beginning of the season, ESPN did a poll. They polled all of our quote-unquote experts. I think there are like 19 people that work with us here. And they actually had them just rank the top 25 players in the sport. Derwin James of Florida State was number one, if that means anything. But I looked at the top 10, and there's only one school. Now, I was a little bit surprised at this. You may not agree with one of these, and I wouldn't bicker with you at all, but only one school had two people in the top 10, and it wasn't Ohio State, Clemson, USC, Alabama. It was actually Penn State. They had Saquon Barkley, and they had Trace McSorley come in at 10. I was a little surprised by that, I'll be honest, but that just goes to show you, I think, in terms of what kind of individual talent they might have, that according to our guys at least, when you stack up just player for player, Penn State is pretty darn talented. So I think that's a huge litmus test for Iowa. But if things go as well as they do, and we talk a week from today, Trent, they're going to be halfway to that 6.5 total practice.
Now, you're right about that, Zubin. That is the that's going to be the case because they'll throttle North Texas. Okay, to some of the big stories that you were covering throughout your marathon, at least on Saturday, let's start first with Oklahoma, Ohio State. Look, after the game was over and Baker Mayfield with the flag plant in the heart of the O, I got no problem with it. If Ohio State wins, doesn't happen. But they didn't. They got throttled. I don't have an issue with Baker Mayfield. The kid played his butt off. And to be honest with you, if memory serves me correctly, I think Ohio State did a lot of celebrating last year at Oklahoma. So you know what they say about payback, Zubin.
It's a you know what. There's no question about it. I would say two things to that. 100%, Jim, I agree with everything you just said. The way that they celebrated in Norman, turnabout is fair play. The other thing I think is, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of this, Baker Mayfield basically had a press conference to apologize for it today. And to me, that's just, I mean, you know, that's just where we are in society today. Somebody might be upset, so let me just mollify feelings. Whereas I think if he just, stuck his finger in the air, you know, and saw which way the wind was blowing, I think most people would have said, again, this is just a small sample size, but from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and what I'm, you know, collating online and what people are saying, I think most people are like, dude, I'm so glad you did that. It was the best moment of the college football weekend. I mean, unless you're an Ohio State fan, I think overwhelmingly people thought it was awesome. But again, it's kind of where we are. We have to be a little bit sensitive. I'm not sure that's a great thing to be in football or in competition, but it's kind of just generally the way we are. I think the bigger question for me is, you know, what kind of, and we're looking way ahead here, obviously. They're going to still have to play Oklahoma State in November in Stillwater. That'll be a tough game, and they may have to play them again at the Big 12 title game. But to me, the forward-thinking question, guys, is what kind of quarterback could he be at the next level? Because it's just so easy to look at him and say, ah, great college QB, moxie, full of life, full of, you know, energy, all that stuff. And people will just discount him at the next level. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having that swashbuckling attitude, has a ton of talent, ton of confidence inside of him, believes in himself. There's no reason to think, you know, again, I'm not a draft guy, but there's no reason to think he couldn't be like Russell Wilson in terms of size, right? I mean, just to rule him out because of size, I think there's a couple of examples. The guy in New Orleans that'll play tonight and Russell Wilson, I'm not saying he's going to have that sort of success or win a Super Bowl like they did, but I think people are already sort of extrapolating what this guy would look at the next level. And sure, the measurables may not be there. I've actually covered a game between those two teams and had a chance to stand next to Baker Mayfield, and I was very surprised at his height. He was not at all impressive in terms of being imposing, but I actually think even though everyone's got their eyes, you know, focused on what he might be able to do here, on their backup is also very, very explosive. Kyler Murray could give him a change of pace when needed. He got out there very briefly on Saturday. I think he could be decent at the next level. I know a lot of people are skittish on that, but I just think what I saw Saturday night, I'd love a guy like that to lead my team.
Zooming over to the NFL and some sad news from yesterday. Injuries, obviously a part of the game, a big part of the game. But Northern Iowa's David Johnson suffering a dislocated wrist, has surgery and IR on the table for him. Not sure how long it's going to be, but it could be a season ender for the former Panther, who for a lot of people in fantasy leagues was the number one pick this year.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a report. It has to be substantiated. I mean, we have different standards that we go through. All media companies have different standards they go through. But you can't help but to see what somebody else says. And I think I saw Bleacher Report put out there. It could be 12 weeks. I mean, who knows what if that's accurate. But, you know, it is a number that's out there that's being floated. I've often thought, I don't know if you guys agree, I'm guessing you probably do just because of watching this guy, We love telling these sorts of, like, out-of-nowhere stories. And obviously, Kurt would be, you know, in your state, would be the best and probably maybe maybe the best period. It's going to be hard to top that one, coming out of the old Hy-V and then doing this. But I just think that his story, David Johnson's story, has not been told enough. It sounds a little weird, but I think we usually latch on to stories. Like this kid yesterday for the Raiders that hit those field goals after being on the practice squad and getting the game ball when Janikowski was out. You see these stories get so much attention because they're awesome stories. They're tremendous stories. I mean, even Baker Mayfield, great story, right? Walk-on player, Texas Tech, argument, left, walked on Oklahoma, scholarship Oklahoma. We talk about all these guys, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, David Johnson, who I believe, because of where he started and where he is now, is one of those stories. I think it's a huge blow to the Cardinals, only because obviously I think if you thought Carson Palmer was done last year, I'm not sure why you trot him out again this year. Yesterday was pretty good evidence of that. There's some health problems with Arians. There's a lot of people that think this could be his last year as well. I actually think he's a fantastic coach, but obviously health concerns are paramount there. But this is a huge blow because I just don't think if Carson can't get Fitzgerald the ball, what good is Fitzgerald? He might be done at the end of the year too, by the way. So I think it's a huge blow because they're not getting anything out of their quarterback position. Consequently, they can't get anything out of their wide receiver position, and their running back position is him. So it's pretty tough. But I just always wondered why this guy's story was not told in the grand fashion that so many stories like him normally get told, especially with all the media out there and everything that's going on now. I still believe he should be getting a little bit more credit than he is. And we're on that, too. I mean, I don't think ESPN told the story as well as it can be told, but it's an awesome story, and I wish more people knew about him other than he was just a guy that came out of nowhere that's a great fantasy option. He, like a lot of guys, is a great story, but I don't think it's been accentuated well enough.
Zoo Mahente is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, Zoo, a little more NFL. We have two games tonight. Gee, they're on some network that you get a paycheck from. If you don't mind, break down both games quickly for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Saints game, I mean, I'm sure it's just a coincidence with the schedule makers here in the first game, but I think it's a great test for Peterson, just because we saw him a little more this preseason than we've almost ever seen him in Minnesota. So I think that's obviously a great matchup to watch. The thing we were talking about Saturday morning, if you had seen Jim, we had Steve Young on, and we talked about the curious case of the Saints, and obviously all the attention tonight will be on Peterson in Minnesota. I get all that. But the Saints, for the third straight year, they had finished like 7-9, three straight years. And Drew Brees, I think we looked it up, had thrown for at least 4,800 yards in each of those 3 years. So if there's any team that knows that needed to play complementary football, it's the Saints. I mean, 7-9 with Drew Brees throwing for 4,800 yards at least each and every season, if not more, and you can't get to the playoffs. And as Steve Young said, you don't want to walk out onto the field thinking, okay, if we don't score 5 touchdowns, we can't win this game. And he was only there was only slight hyperbole there in what he said. So I think that's interesting. And in the second game, I'll give you a great nugget. This is the first time two African-American coaches have made their debuts against each other in the same game. A lot of people would tell you, Ken, I know, is a big Bronco fan, would tell you that in 1997, pretty cool, both Anthony Lynn and Vance Joseph were in Broncos training camp trying to make the team in an epic era for the Broncos where they won back-to-back Super Bowls. 20 years after both trying to make the Broncos at a training camp, they'll both be in Denver tonight on opposite sidelines making their head coaching debuts. I think that's a pretty cool story.
Well, going to be fun. We got it coming up here. 5:30 pregame show. We'll leave the airwaves early before the Vikings get it started against the Saints. Zubin, as always, great catching up with you. We'll talk again down the road. In fact, talk to you tomorrow with Ken Miller.
I look forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's Zubin Mahente, ESPN, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Jimmy B, we are
out
of time.
Brother.
We are out of here early today. Yeah, we got the Monday Night Football games, a double dip coming your way here in just a moment. So you got any picks, any of these two games you're feeling better about? Nothing official, of course, to put in our records because we don't want to taint those with games you don't love. But anything tonight you're liking?
I probably will kind of lean a little bit in the second game with that Bronco defense. just because I think Denver's defense will play lights out in the first game. For me, it's a real toss-up. And I don't know about the secondary that much on Minnesota, Trent, if they'll be able to handle what Breeze is going to bring to the table with the wide receivers and everything else that they like to do in New Orleans, and how effective, and we just discussed it a little bit, is Adrian Peterson going to be, and how much will they use him? So that's fascinating to me, the first game. So if you're going to make me make a selection, I will take the Saints on the road. I'll take the Broncos at home.
I think I'm on the opposite side on both of those. Again, not real okay. strong conviction on either of them. If I had to take a pick, though, I'd be laying the field goal with the Vikings here. I'd be going the other way. I do like the Chargers. Probably my favorite of all the plays is the Chargers. I think they have a chance to win this game. And it's right after a week ago, I picked the Broncos to win the division. Oh, and then Kansas City goes out and looks unbelievable against against the Patriots and all that. But
yes,
that's where I'm at right now, as I like the Chargers getting the three there. But a long, long night of football, Jimmy B, tonight. I know you got to be excited about that. What, is it bar time for you? Baseball on the side TVs? What are you doing?
You know what? I'm going to keep an eye on the Milwaukee-Pittsburgh game now that the Brewers are only two games back. St. Louis also, as we talked about it last week, the Cardinals refuse to die. So I'm going to – they don't play tonight, but I will keep an eye a little bit on that Milwaukee-Pittsburgh game just to see what happens. And I want to see if the monumental gag job does indeed take place by the Chicago Cubs, Trent. This would be absolutely deplorable if the Cubs gag and do not win the Central Division.
Yeah, Cubs get started tomorrow. Mets come to town for their series.
Right.
Twins are off tonight, but Kansas City, they're playing the White Sox, so I'll be keeping an eye on that one a little bit too. And you got to watch the Indians. 18 in a row, Jimmy B.
Is that incredible or what? Oh. I saw that, was it the Yankees that won like 26 in a row? It's an amazing stat, but it's not in recent history that took place. Mm-hmm. But still, Cleveland winning 17 in a row, and, you know, we talked about how we thought that it was going to be Cleveland for sure in the American League until the Astros played so well. And I still like Houston, but my goodness, Cleveland has flipped the switch, as we like to say, and they really have it going on now in the AL.
Well, we are out of time here. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 4 o'clock, with Jimmy B and TC tomorrow. And, of course, before that, it is the Ken Miller Show with Trent Connan from noon to 2 here on 1700. We're out of here. Coverage of Monday Night Football, the double dip from Westwood One, is next.
Your home and away voice for UNI football, 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Take advantage of the bonus savings day event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Motel 6.